Football Juice with your host.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hi. Welcome. We're doing it.
We are. This is really weird. I was trying to remember when the last time we did this was.
I could look it up.
Year.
If not two. We didn't do it all this season or last season. Did we do it the season before that?
Didn't we do it? We did it a little bit last season because I was casting from this basement before it was like renovated.
Oh. Well, welcome everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Nick. Hello, Juice Nation.
Hello, Jesse. Long time no see.
Your setup looks like way better than mine. This sucks.
Well, I just moved down to my theater setup. Yeah, this is I've got my movie wall back here that I put a lot of time and effort in. This is my theater. I was excited about this all day. I moved this webcam down here and I was like, I'm going to do this like the fucking Manning cast. I'm going to be like Peyton Manning in this shit. This is going to be awesome.
I put up two jerseys behind
me.
You
have three jerseys.
You can't see the third one because of the chat thing.
Oh, okay.
So this is my new TJ Hockenson jersey. And then, of course, Gary Barnage. And what you can't see, I'll move it right now, is my Cashman jersey, of course. So
Cashman.
I had to have something going on. But yeah, welcome back, Juice Nation.
Do you have your own office now? Did you move into the spare room for your office?
I did that a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, how you like that?
Oh, it's pretty good. I can close the door and I have a window I can see out of. It's kind of nice. Look at this. Oh.
Wow, you did it. Holy shit, it's huge.
That's what she said.
For those of you who can't see it, Jesse pulled out a... he's been working on this Lego portrait. And he pulled it out. It's a wave thing. It's a famous painting. I don't know. Right?
I believe it's called The Waves of Tsukushima or something.
Oh, not just The Wave?
No, not just The Wave. I don't think. Waves of Feminism. Oh, Kanagawa. That's what Google said right away. Yeah. The Great Wave at Kanagawa. What did I say? Tsukushima?
The Great Wave of Feminism? Oh, sorry. The thing before. I don't know.
Yeah, not that. Yeah, I don't know. If I offended anyone by the what I thought it was before, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I came up with it. Tsukushima?
I think that's what you said, right?
What is that? Oh, looking it up.
Oh, man. Well, what are you drinking? I was going to interrupt you while you're drinking, but you keep teasing the bottle, and then you don't.
Football
Juice.
Oh, my God. It's a character. It's a character from Haikyuu, the volleyball anime. Tsukushima. In fact, I have all of the Funko Pops right there.
Oh!
And Tsukushima is this one in the back.
Okay. Did you keep any of your arcade shit in there?
I have my... The sit-down one is still over there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you drinking anything, Nick?
No. I'm drinking water. I am taking 2024 off of drinking. So I have not had a drop since 2024 started.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm
well,
giving it a shot.
Good for you.
Someone told me like a year or two ago that she was like, oh, I'm not drinking. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing like dry January. And she's like, no. And I don't know if this is true at all, but she mentioned that like your body, like you need like 6 months of not drinking to start feeling the effects of not drinking. So I've thought about trying to push it 6 months, but I think I'm going to go until the volleyball season. And then I'll probably start drinking for volleyball.
But that's not the year, Nick.
Yeah, I know. Well, if I do 5 months, I will be very impressed, okay?
You're like, I'm not drinking at all this year. I'm like, good for you. And you're like, I'll probably like volleyball.
But it's like a special occasion.
It's not the year.
It's like the last time I took a long hiatus. Like, I wasn't drinking, and then I had to put Bella down, so I started drinking.
Yeah. Actually, Brianna went, like, 4 or 5 months or something.
Yeah. She's still it's nice. Them. I haven't, like, missed it at all, except I don't fall asleep as easy now. You know, you have a couple the night, and you're like, well, I'm a little drowsy. Time to go to bed. Now I lay down and I think about work for a couple hours, and I wake up. And since I'm renovating my basement, I moved all my computer shit into my room. So now I wake up. My alarm goes off. I wake up. I go turn on my work computer, and I start working. I just get up and start working.
That's not good, by the way. Yeah. You're supposed to keep those things separate.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot about what you got going on.
What are you going to do, huh?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, what are you drinking, buddy?
Well, I went to the Aldi store and picked up a bottle of Winking Owl sweet red wine. And I was like, Brad, have we had this before? And she's like, I think so, but I'm not sure. Turns out, we had it at Thanksgiving. So this is the Thanksgiving bottle that we never finished. And this is the bottle we just bought.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And if I remember correctly, we didn't care for it too much. So I'm gonna give it the old college boost to try to pound town these bots.
Well, hey man, I'm not gonna be completely sober for this, so I'll be enjoying in the Illinois legalities of
freedom.
The Illinois freedom.
Freedom! The only bad part about it is that you have to live in Illinois. Ooh, burn Illinois people. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to. I just miss my friend.
Hey, man, I miss my friend, too. Hey, I have reading glasses now. I wear readers.
These are blue blockers.
Oh, they're not your actual glasses?
No, I'm wearing contacts. But, oh, man, the other day, though, I was, like, reading something, and I go, I had it up close, and I'm like, oh, I can't read it. So I had to go, like, and I go, no! For those of you that we're just listening. I was trying to read something close up and it got blurry, so I had to do the old man pull away and look down your nose at it. And it was like, it was just like instinct. And I was like, well, cool. I'm super old.
That's great. I mean, I hear it starts to, I think I had a doctor's appointment or whatever, and he had to pull out glasses to read something. I don't even fucking remember what it was. And I think I chuckled because of the way he did the same thing you did. And he goes, just wait, man. 42 is when it happens.
42?
Yeah. He said that's when he started to need glasses was 42. Didn't when did you turn? What did
I
you
just
turn
turned 42. Literally just turned 42. But I've had glasses since the third grade. So it's not like I'm going to have to wear glasses now. Yeah, exactly. I went through some not so great years. I'll admit it. Especially when I was wearing glasses and I had an acne outbreak, like eighth grade-ish.
It's okay.
Those are definite retakes at school.
you had humor as a defense mechanism. It was fine, man.
Also, let me tell you something about retakes. Weren't better.
What?
They weren't better than the other than the original. They were okay. They were slightly better, but I was like, "Well, these are gonna be. Hopefully, these are gonna be a lot better." And I was like, "Well, they're not. Not really." Then I got braces too, so that was good.
Oh my god, man! Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, by the time I had braces and zits, at least I had contacts.
Yeah, man, I don't think I could ever do contacts. It's like poking, and then the, I've heard about the times that you've fallen asleep overnight with your contacts in, and that sounds, when it has happened to you, it has sounded like the most painful fucking thing.
Yeah, well, don't do that. First of all, don't do that. Second of all, everyone's different, like, you know, so it's not like, you know, it's not going to happen the same way for everyone. Hey, you know what?
What?
Fucking Vikings are out of the playoffs. You're like, hey, now that Dallas has solidified their spot in the playoffs, do you want a podcast about the playoffs? I'm like, whatever. Sure.
No, I was just like, so since you didn't convince me, but you mentioned Madden being on sale, and since I got Madden, I've been playing it at our franchise. I am garbage, so I'll get into that in a second. But I started playing it, and I was like, fuck, man, I really miss talking about football, and I watched football all Sunday for the first time in a long time, and it was just like, I want a fucking podcast. And sure, it helps that the Cowboys are the number or the two seed. Like, that definitely helps. And it really helps that the Eagles suck all of a sudden. It's fantastic.
I've been watching some real garbage football for the last so many weeks. Yeah. We got throttled by the Bears. We got throttled by the Packers. We got throttled by the Lions twice. It was like...
I mean, injuries did not help your season. And then it just kept happening.
Yeah. Hey, do you know who I have in Madden for my kicker?
Brandon,
like, if you want to guess, he's right behind you.
Fuck! Oh my god! God damn it! Did you tell him to stand back here without his pants on?
Obviously. Like, I told him to stand back there, not without his pants on. That was a creative choice that he made on his own.
My Apple Watch is checking to see if I'm still okay. Fucking Brandon back there gave me a goddamn heart attack.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm doing this because I have something.
Okay.
It's the Brandon McManus Man of the Hour with me, Brandon McManus.
Yeah. Okay, so my Brandon is... fuck everyone, Justin Jefferson. Eat shit.
I thought it was really funny that he was complaining about, like, I don't know, just the game. And then I remember stepping away and then coming back, and he has like 200 yards and two touchdowns. I was like, what? What the fuck happened?
But still, it was still a garbage fire. I mean, he missed 7 games of the season. I was actually in Kansas City at the game that he got injured. Blown call, we should have won that game. But he missed 7 games, still had 1,074 yards and 5 touchdowns on the season. 5 touchdowns in the season isn't that good, but, like, it was like a half touchdown every game.
Well, he also had 4 different quarterbacks thrown to him.
Exactly. Half of those games were without Cousins. He had... I don't know if he was there for the Jaren Hall debacle, but he was there, I think, for Dobbs.
But he had Hall at the end.
Yeah, for like a half.
Yeah.
And then...
Mullins,
yeah. Oh, God. What a shit show this season has been.
Honestly, your backup quarterbacks proved why Kirk Cousins should remain the starter.
Yeah, and you know what? I heard that he's willing to take a team-friendly deal. So that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he hasn't done that thus far at all. He's done the opposite of that thus far.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a pretty solid, like, team around him with the Vikings. I mean, not the best offensive line. And your defense isn't very good anymore.
You know, something weird about our defense is, like, we lost a lot of key players, and I thought we were going to be awful, which we were last year. But I think a lot of why we were so bad last year is because of freaking what's-his-face that we had for defensive coordinator. Because once Brian Flores comes in, like, we're were like light switch better.
Yeah,
we weren't so good in the the end of the season. We kind of fell off, but like we were leading the league for a while in defense. It was wild.
Yeah, here off because yeah, I mean, you got T.J. Hockenson, and then you've got 2-3 pretty good wide receivers in Addison, Jefferson, and Osborne.
Hmm.
Like he's not the best, but whatever.
Well,
and then the ground game was off this season.
Well, because Madison was supposed to take over and didn't do very well. But then Ty Chandler at the end all of a sudden was like, oh, maybe he should have been the starter this whole year.
Yeah. Well, and then I noticed and then, like the games where Alexander Mattis's like leading up to that is like his position is in doubt, his status is in doubt. And then he'd have a really good game, like over 100 yards and a touchdown. And those were usually weeks that I would start him in fantasy.
Well, I'm glad you had fun in fantasy because my fantasy was fairly similar to my reality. As in, not great.
I had a pretty, I made it to the playoffs in all four of my fantasy leagues. I went to two championships. I won this championship. I beat your brother in this championship. Jelmstep won in Vamp League.
Seth Jelmstep
won in low.
Then you're not allowed to say stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, Jelmstep, you didn't even know you were in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that needs explained a little bit. Like, how come? Let's do that. Like, how come you're talking about how you're like shitty fantasy and stuff? You made a final, but you don't even look and pay attention.
That was funny. I thought that was
it
funny.
Was.
And right, congratulations to you for winning the Pro Football Juice League and for your success in your other leagues.
I mean, like the running back core and for Pro Football Juice, I just like I think I had Pacheco, I had Gibbs, I had I had four legitimate starting running backs on my roster, and I was like, well, this is great. That helped. It helped. It wasn't CMC. CMC pretty much led everybody to a championship.
Except for me. I had what I thought at the beginning of the season was going to be the best roster I've ever had. Period.
Yeah.
Just period.
Yeah.
It boggles the mind what I had for my rosters and how I ended up. Like, I'm not even joking. It's ridiculous. I had, oh God, I'm trying to pull it up and it's being stupid. Like, you know, if I had this team last year, it would have been like guaranteed. Like McCaffrey, Barkley, Josh Jacobs, I think were my three running backs. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Jacobs was a fucking bust this year.
They're just, all of them were just so injured. Either injured or, oh, okay, here we go. I had Deebo Samuel, all right, Josh Jacobs, Scary Terry, Kenneth Walker III, Madison, of course, who was supposed to be awesome. Josh Jacobs, did you say him?
Yeah, you did.
And that wasn't even my good one. That was my Vampire League one. Oh my God. I hate it so much.
I'm going to take us back for a second so I can get this freaking creep out of the back of my room.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. He's just been hanging out here until
we went off the rails.
I'm going with CJ Stroud. I am very impressed and pleased with the Texans. They've got a fucking rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach, and they make it to the playoffs in the first season. It's awesome. I think, CJ Stroud is awesome.
I think that's awesome as well. I think it's really cool that they dumped He Who Will Not Be Named, and ended up the better for it.
Oh, are you talking about Lovie Smith?
No.
Oh. I was like, I was like, huh? Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. And then the Browns suffered. But then the Browns play the Texans with Joe Flacco, who's looked the best he's looked since, like, the second or third to last year he played with Baltimore.
Yeah. Like, the Joe Flacco comeback tour.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I don't know. It'll be an interesting game because both have really good defenses. But I think the Texans have a better offense with the roster that they have now.
It's weird because I haven't really, like, been able to watch the Texans much. I know they have Stroud, who's been killing it, and they have, Robert Woods, Devin Singletary.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell, yeah. Who's on but IR they're, now.
But they're kind of a lot of, they're just a scrappy team that came out of nowhere. Which which I really like. I think is awesome.
I think Nico had like 200 yards or 150 some yards and a couple touchdowns over the week when they played Indy.
Freaking Stroud is just bombing them, dude. He's looking like a. And then it's funny because the other quarterback that went is Bryce Young, who is supposed to be like the number one or whatever. It looks like complete garbage.
Yeah. Of course,
Carolina is also garbage.
Carolina
look at that.
Real bad.
We just got a chatter that said, hello. Are you followers and chats, bots? The price is lower than your competitor. It's like, so you used a bot to tell us to buy a bot?
So those of you who aren't watching Twitch, we got a message from Perennial Skojay?
Perennial Esk. Go, Jay.
And it's like, hello, sorry for bothering you. I want to offer promotion of your channel, viewers, followers, views, chat bots, etc. The price is lower than any competitor. The quality is guaranteed to be the best. Flexible and convenient order management panel. No, I don't care. Streamwise.com.
And I said, nah. Nah, dog.
Hey, so how is that rosé stuff?
Sweet red,
I'm sorry.
Well, I found something a little bit disturbing. So the Thanksgiving model, Exhibit A, has had a cork.
Yeah. I see the other one was a...
It was just an old twisty topper. No cork.
Is there a taste difference?
Dunno.
Yeah, finger that bottle, Jesse.
I was hoping you could hear that because it was making sexual. Could you?
I could not.
Dang.
Let's see.
Just as bad. Just as bad. No difference.
So, like, so much has happened in the past year. Not even gonna get into it. 2 seconds.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened. Nick's dying. So there's that.
No, I'm not. I'm perfectly fine. You're dying.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're all dying, technically.
Not me. I'm thriving, technically, brother.
All we're doing is sitting here dying. That's literally all we ever do as humans. Right when we're born, we just start dying. Anywho.
welcome to Pro Football Juice, where we're going to talk about death.
Welcome to Pro Football Juice, old man edition. We've realized that there's no joy anymore. And
you just said old man edition, and I just wanted to tell you about the new comforter I bought for my bed. Like, I went out and got a comforter, new sheets. I had a great night's sleep last night. It was fucking awesome.
That's great news. That's great news.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I'm happy for you. oh, Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about our Madden League. Did you want to do that?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. So Jesse got Madden. I got Madden. Jesse went to Texas. Where did you go? You went to Texas, right? Jesse went to Texas. I picked the Dallas Cowboys and started my own franchise. I kept the cap limit on. This is where I was doing, like, nifty. I was doing safe trades and whatever. I was destroying everybody. I'm 15-1 in that league, and I lost on a field goal a game ago, and I was just amazing. So I was like, Jesse, let's start a franchise. And I've been playing all the time, and he's like, you would want to play when you've been playing all the time. I'm like, yeah, of course. So
haven't played it. That's fine, I guess.
I'm cocky as shit, and I'm just like, I'm gonna pick the lowly Bears in the NFC. It is gonna be great. And Jesse spins the wheel, which I've been kicking myself not having you spin the wheel for me, because I have not won a game. Every other pass is an interception. I traded Fields away. I have Anthony Richardson now. Also, everything he throws is an interception. I am bombing. I'm just getting destroyed. Hey.
He does look a little bit like Jesus. He doesn't look a bit like Jesus. You're doing bad. And so, hello, Jeff. Thanks for coming. This is the first time it has been a minute. This is the first time we've done this for a long time and decided to do it because the Dallas made the playoffs and the Vikings didn't. So, naturally, Nick wants the podcast.
So salty.
So friggin' we started up this Madden thing. This is the first time I played, mind you. Like, I've been doing trades and stuff because that's what I do. I like always like to do trades and stuff, act as a GM or whatever. So I did that, created my team, and I took over the Jaguars, which I immediately moved to San Juan and named them the Steamers. So they're San Juan Steamers. And they gave us Steamers, but they did not give us Cleveland. What's the deal?
I mean, probably, duh. I just moved. I don't know if you noticed, but week two, I moved mine to, Buenos Aires. I'm the Buenos Aires Dragons now.
I did see that you changed it.
Chicago no longer has a football team. Fuck Chicago. When they belong to Buenos Aires, baby. Anyway,
yeah,
continue.
And by the way, one of the best features about that game is that you can move your team at any time.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, go through a season. You did it week two. I did it before the season started, but I did not know you could do it in the middle of the season. That's fantastic.
You told me you fired Peterson. I can't fire Eberflus. Like, I he's the only coach I cannot fire right now.
Really? Well, I fired Doug Peterson, like, before the season.
I didn't even have the option. I go into his coach, all I can do is change his goals, and I want to fire him so bad. Oh, I want to fire him.
I'm so, in real life, oddly enough, he did not get fired.
Yeah. Arthur Smith gets fired, but not Eberflus. I mean, Smith deserved to get fired. He was a bad coach, but Eberflus is a bad coach.
So anyway, I won my first game by like 50 friggin' points or something. I beat the snot out of whoever I played.
I mocked you. I did that. I saw one of your scores was like 30 to fucking 12. And I was like, I remember seeing that. I was like, fuck you, Jesse. I'm getting blown out in all these games.
Well, okay. So I won my first two pretty easily. What are we on now? Three?
Five.
Did we just play our three? Five. Okay, so this makes sense. Three was a little bit harder, and I was like, huh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, they're going to be every once in a while, they're going to be hard, whatever. The fourth one, I lost, and I go, what the hell? Because I'm not used to losing in Madden against the computer, and then I'm like, oh, Nick's going to be so far ahead of me. He's gonna, like, just, like, he's probably undefeated, and I lost one already. And I looked, and you had not won a game. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I feel a little bit better for myself.
I'm so bad. I keep wanting to, I hover on retire every time I get there. I just want to be like, hey, Jesse, what if we just blow this leg up and we redo it? But I'm good. I keep making tweaks because I'm like, this is the game. This is where I'm going. And then I'm just like, all right, I have Dalvin Cook. I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to pound the ball. Oh, Dalvin Cook's injured in 3 plays? Sweet. So he's gone for 5 weeks. Well, so it's like everybody on my offensive line is just boom, 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 keeps getting injured. It's just ridiculous.
So trading is more realistic, I've noticed, because you can't do the old stuff they used to do, like trade a 7th round pick for a 90 rated overall left guard, like he used to be too.
It's
so
tough trading now. I was impressed how many trades you've made. No draft capital now.
See, I saved my draft capital. I still have draft picks. I've been just trading players and players for players and multiple players for multiple players. Like, it just, I don't know. I was able to do it, and I got the team that I wanted. But at the same time, all of a sudden, I just was throwing picks like crazy with Trevor Lawrence, and I cannot sack anybody, which is a big part of my game. Because the first 2 games, Cashman had friggin' 8 sacks in both games. I'm talking 16 sacks total.
Getting a sack is difficult for me, where I'm used to having Micah Parsons, and nobody can stop Micah Parsons in this game. I played the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes just shredded me. I think he was almost perfect passer rating. I get frustrated and I just sim it. I sim the rest of the game. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I'll try the next one.
I beat the snot out of Patty Mahomes week 2 because, and I was like very determined to do so because it was the first game in San Juan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In history. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to win my home opener. There's no way. So I beat him then. And I got beat by the Texans, I think it was, who were in my division and are technically, they had not won a game before that.
Wow. I actually tried trading for Stroud and Tank Dell, and it wasn't happening.
Yeah, good luck getting like a rookie, right? Like it's.
I got Richardson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I traded Fields and stuff because I was so fed up with Fields, man.
Yeah, but you traded Fields for Fields.
Yeah, I don't care.
Richardson
has a stronger arm, so I looked at that, and I've been focusing on speedy wide receivers.
There is, oh yeah, that's what I've definitely been doing that as well. I'll let you in on a little secret as well. Some of the best running backs are wide receivers.
Oh.
Sometimes you can just pick up John Ross, who has like 97 speed, and fucking make him a running back.
Oh my god, I forgot about Ross.
Well, I don't know why he was like the first one that came to my mind, and I saw him on like the free agents list, and I was like, ooh. And I don't think he's listed as fast as he used to be. He's like 95 instead of like 97 or he used to be.
I went out and signed Robbie, previously Anderson Chosen. He's pretty clutch.
Is he on the Dolphins now? IRL? Or is he on the Jets?
He's not the Jets, no. He used to play for the Jets.
Yeah, he's on the Dolphins. I was going to say, because I saw, I've been watching that in-season, inside the NFL, or God, what's it called? Hard Knocks in season with the Dolphins. And they keep talking about Chosen. I'm like, who the fuck is Chosen? And then I saw a picture of him and I'm like, oh my God, it's Robbie Anderson, baby!
Baby! Robbie Chosen, baby, just doesn't have the same vibe.
Why? Why he do that?
I don't know. Because he's chosen.
Oh, God.
So, did you fire any coaches? Not you personally, but did your Vikings fire anybody?
No.
Hey, you made it through. Survived. Yep.
Robbie Chosen, all known briefly as Robbie Anderson and Chosen Anderson. It doesn't say why.
So it used to be Robbie Chosen Anderson?
No, it used to be, it's Robbie Chosen now. It was formerly Robbie Anderson and also a formerly Chosen Anderson. At some point, he changed it to Chosen Anderson and then changed it to Robbie Chosen.
So he went from Robbie to Chosen for a period.
Yeah, and then he went back to Robbie but switched his last name to Chosen.
NFL players, man, are weird.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting to the bottom of this.
While he does that,
Get this.
There you go. Good.
In 2022, Robbie Anderson said he changed the spelling of his name from R-O-B-B-Y to R-O-B-B-I-E, explaining that he was going with the preferred spelling of his name when he was growing up. Like, that's what we want to know, what his name was changed. Like, that's not what I'm talking to.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, idiot. Okay, I'm getting it.
I've only known Robbie's R-O-B-B-I-E.
Yeah, and it's always been Anderson, baby! Late February, he was going as Chosen Anderson.
Gaps in silence.
Oh, yeah, well, what? Okay. I don't know about why he changed to Chosen. I just don't know. I'm not going to look into it anymore because I don't care that much.
We're giving it more attention than we probably should.
It's just weird, and it makes me want to go into Madden and change his name back to freaking Robbie Anderson. Yeah, he just killed one of our mimes.
We have some end of era coaching changes, man.
This year. We sure do. Let's talk about it a little.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's.
I have listed everyone who's fired. Las Vegas started the trend with Josh McDaniels because Josh McDaniels is not head coach material.
No.
And Antonio Pierce took over for him, and I think that they should keep Antonio Pierce as their coach.
I think so, too. I think even entertaining, like Harbaugh, bringing somebody else. Yeah, Harbaugh would be a good get, but I think entertaining anybody else when Pierce really turned that season around and he's got the locker room, I think that'd be a bad decision.
Absolutely. Frank Reich got kicked out because Carolina's a dumpster fire. Brandon Staley got kicked out of the L.A. because he can't take a really talented team and win with them, apparently.
Yeah, and Herbert's regressed, or like Herbert hasn't changed since the first season.
Yeah.
No development.
I think he has regressed, to be honest, because the first season he was freaking lights out. And he's just been, I don't know.
Was he lights out for a rookie, or was he lights out like just as QB?
I don't know. All I know is that he took Justin Jefferson's Rookie of the Year award. Yeah. So if he doesn't pan out, I'm going to be real pissed about it. I was pissed about it then. I'm going to remain pissed about it. And so then at the end of the year, Arthur Smith's gone. Ron Riviera's gone. Mike Vrabel's gone. Pete Carroll. And Bill Belichick. Also, seven coordinators have been fired in the past 3 months.
The Bill Belichick, it's like not surprising, but it's just weird. The fact that next year he'd be coaching the Falcons or some shit is weird to me.
That is weird. I mean, it was weird enough when Brady left.
Yeah. The Vrabel firing, when I saw that yesterday, I was like, whoa, what? Like, I thought that was very, or 2 days ago, I thought that was very surprising.
Which one?
Vrabel. Especially
You know, everyone's saying that, but that didn't really surprise me that much.
Well, 2 weeks ago, 1 or 2 weeks ago, they said that, like, ownership said his job was safe and they have the utmost confidence in him. And then they're going to just fire him when the season's over?
Seems that odd. That shit doesn't mean anything anymore in the NFL. Like, I don't think. If you have a losing season, your head's on the chopping block. Friggin' Mike McCarthy, his head is constantly on the chopping block. And they have winning seasons.
Yeah, he's on the chopping block depending on how they... Like, if they lose to the Packers, I bet he gets fired.
I mean, honestly, I have no love for Mike McCarthy just because he was a longtime Packers coach. So whatever happens to him, you know, sucks to be him, I guess. But, like...
Man, he turned out better than Aaron Rodgers. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know what? That's so crazy. We haven't even talked about the bomb that was Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. Especially after watching Hard Knocks, which was like a 8-episode Aaron Rodgers J-off sesh. And then he goes out there first game and fucks his whole season.
Yeah.
4 snaps.
Yep. But then he gets to talk about the rest of the season, about how he's ahead of schedule and he's going to come back. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. Oh, the Jets suck without me? All right. Never mind.
Well, he's like yeah, but also it would be very Aaron Rodgers-like to be like, fuck conventional medicine, I'll be back. And I know better than all these doctors and all this bullshit. It's the same crap that he's been spewing for years now. And then he's like, oh, I guess, you know, there's no point for me to come back.
Yeah.
Scott. Hey, Scott. Oh. Scott just said the Aaron Rodgers PR rehab season. It was, and now he's been spending the rest of the season just undoing everything that was done.
Yeah. Running his mouth on Pat McAfee, becoming the joke of, honestly, the nation? He's definitely the joke of the fucking NFL right now, and he belongs to the Jets, which is always a joke.
Have you seen the feud between him and Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes! I love it. Like, I don't love the feud because Rodgers has been slandering Kimmel. But, like, Kimmel's rebuttal, like, I watched all 5 minutes and whatever 37 seconds of it the other night or the other day because I watched the next morning. And I thought it was fantastic. And then Aaron Rodgers had a meltdown again on Pat McAfee show. And then he got booted from appearing on Pat McAfee again.
Did he really?
Yeah, he will not make another appearance for the season.
What was his meltdown about?
Started talking about how he was canceled and cancel culture, and
recently?
Yeah, it was from Tuesday, I think. because he was I've tried watching bits of the Pat McAfee show, and I can't do it because Pat McAfee, he's just like, there are some people here who are going to doubt me, and I don't give a fuck about those people. And then he's like, but then you got these people who know, and it just doesn't make any sense. And then I tried listening to Aaron Rodgers talk about anything, and it is like listening to a Facebook, like an old man on Facebook going on, like listening to his Facebook posts. And I just can't do it.
Well, the funny, you know, I don't actually mind what I've seen of Pat McAfee. There's one guy on his show that's huge Iowa fan, like, so he, you know, he was talking about Iowa football this year, and like he has Iowa stuff all over his desk, and it's pretty funny because he's talking about how the NC, and this is a thing that Iowa fans talk about, how the NCAA doesn't want Iowa to be in the in the national championship because they're like, they shouldn't be there, and like it's just kind of a fluke that they would make it in because like of the record and who they beat and stuff like that, and so he was like, it wasn't a fair catch, like all that stuff that Iowa fans were talking about this season. He was like leaning way into it, so it was kind of fun, but but the Aaron Rodgers stuff is like, the only reason he's doing it is because he knows that people will tune into his show. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to tune in to see Aaron Rodgers, like, light a match on his own dumpster, right? Like, and it's what he does almost every time. Like, every time he comes on, something crazy happens. And, like, the Jimmy Kimmel thing, he's like... he got a national response from Jimmy Kimmel, for fuck's sake. Because he said Jimmy Kimmel was on Epstein's list.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy Kimmel had to go on national television and like, rip on Rodgers, like, to defend himself. I mean, it's a lot of hurt egos, right? Like, whatever, but...
I saw a little thing that someone asked Charles Barkley, and it was like, hey, what would you have done if Aaron Rodgers said that? He's like, I'd punch him in the face. he was like, that's slander. And then the lady was just like, you mean metaphorically? He's like, no, physically, I would punch him in the face. And I was like, this fucking Charles Barkley, man, he'd be out for the count, man.
I love that. Like, it is like, Aaron Rodgers getting his,
what?
Oh, he was back. Aaron Rodgers getting his ego bruised and then going out and trying to bruise someone else's frail ego, and I don't know, it's a bunch of crap.
Scott just said he was back on McAfee this afternoon. How does that make sense? What? Oh, Jesus, whatever.
You know, they pay him to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. What, $1 million or something?
I don't know what it is. It's a lot, but like... The only reason you would possibly do that is because you're bringing in people to watch it. Yeah. I mean, people are tuning in to his show specifically to see Aaron Rodgers, whether they like Aaron Rodgers or they agree with Aaron Rodgers or they just want to see what kind of, you know, what kind of garbage he's going to say next.
I do love that there's not one Packers fan that I have met in the last 2 years who has any kind words about Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's because they have love. And love is doing fine. Which...
Yeah, he started rough. But now he's looking pretty good. Which gives me a little bit of fear for this weekend, man. Like, if we get beat... Because the last few times we've played the Packers in the playoffs, in recent memory, they've beat us. And so, like, we can't beat the Packers and we can't beat the Niners in the playoffs. And we're playing the Packers this weekend. I want to play the Niners in the NFC Championship game because I want Dallas to throttle the Niners. Because if anybody can in the NFC, I think it would be the Niners.
It'd be the Vikings. Huh? The Vikings... No, oh, I'm sorry. The Vikings already beat the 49ers earlier in the season, so we're pretty much... Super Bowl champs. That was our Super Bowl. We won it. It's not a big deal. but yeah, I think Dallas has a good chance in the NFC. They're not who I picked. Ooh, speaking of which, we could do juicies. Technically, we could do end of year juicies.
We could, but don't we usually do that before NFL honors or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I figured we were back for at least the...
oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine. I already filled mine out, so...
Oh.
So it's fine with me. No, that's fine.
Well, like, who do you... I mean, like, it's a little early, but who are you picking in the AFC and NFC? Well, I guess, or should we just do game picks for this weekend?
Oh, we got game picks. We got game picks coming up.
What is he? Congrats, Jesse.
Because the Vikings beat the Niners. It's the little victories in life. We went 1-1 against the Packers. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
What else do I have? Ooh, here's a little something. What do you think is going to happen with Justin Fields? Are they going to trade him straight up to get
No, I think they keep him.
To get to fucking... God, who did you just pick up?
Oh, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, are they going to trade Cena for Anthony Richardson?
Yeah. No, I think they keep Fields. I don't know. I don't know.
They have the number one pick.
Problem. I know. But, like, is that a Fields problem?
Partially. Don't you think that maybe Chicago has never had a quarterback that does the things that Fields does, and so therefore they're not equipped to deal with a quarterback like Fields is? I don't know what I'm saying. Like, historically speaking, they've never had someone like Fields.
A mobile quarterback, right?
Like, right.
To my memory, they've always had pocket passes.
Exactly. And I think maybe there's still a push from management to keep, like, the Bears, the classic Bears, the hard-nosed Bears, but when it came to drafting Fields, it was a no-brainer for them, and now they don't know how to deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they get coaches that are supposed to be hard-nosed, you know, like, whatever, coaches, but they can't handle them.
Yeah. They got, I mean, like, the games that he is more pocket passer, he sucks. But the games that he can just take off and run, those games the Bears competed.
Well, he's not – he can pass in the pocket. Don't get me wrong. He can bomb him. Like, he has a strong arm. But that's not what he does. That's not his strength. His strength is to 1-2 read, run.
Oh, man, you're putting a dent in that thing.
Sure am. I don't even feel anything. I'm going to have to go get more booze.
Is it getting better with each drink?
Yeah, a little bit. Surprisingly. My face is a little bit redder.
I can't even tell.
I can't feel it.
Oh, no, I'm out of water.
Okay, so get this. Chicago has... Do you need to go get some water?
No, I'm making a joke.
Chicago has pick 1 and pick 9 in the first round of the draft.
See, if I were them, I'd trade pick 1, keep pick 9, trade pick 1, fall back a little bit, and build around Fields.
They wouldn't even have to fall back very much.
No.
Also, I kind of wonder if this whole, ooh, are we going to keep Fields, ooh, are we not, is already playing into that bullshit that they do with the draft. You know, like how they put false information out there so that it makes the number one overall draft pick more valuable to them. Also, on a funny side note, Chicago got that draft pick from Carolina. So that means Carolina, the worst team in the NFL, is out of the first round. Which is like the complete opposite of what the draft is supposed to be.
God, that's got to sting.
Right?
Oh, I really do hope what's his name gets better. Wow, I'm blanking on his fucking name.
Bryce Young?
Yes, I do hope he gets better. I was feeling a little young. I'm feeling a little bad for him.
You know, some rookie quarterbacks shouldn't be playing. Some rookie quarterbacks can play, right? C.J. Stroud, he was fine. Maybe some bumps in the road, sure, but, like, overall, he was fine. Also, sometimes the situation is that their offensive line can't handle them and they just ruin a quarterback. Like, it's a real crapshoot to get a rookie quarterback and start him day one, I think. No matter how highly touted they are.
Yep. Have them on the bench. Learn from a veteran.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for Jaren Hall. He learned for a little bit. He had a hell of a first drive.
And then he had a concussion.
Yep. I mean, he drove him right down the field, then tried to dive into the end zone and took himself out of the season, basically, which sucks. But then when he came in, he was later, he was just horrible. Whatever. I digress. I keep going back to that, but yeah, there's a lot of, for those of you that don't know, Nick is muted right now and having a coughing fit.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Yeah, he's. You looked fine. Thanks. On the screen when I thought you were. I was gonna have to call 911, but that's fine. They don't. Does 911 even exist in Illinois?
Not where I live. No.
But yeah, there's a lot of, like I was saying, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are coming through the draft this year. There might even be one coming through at number 11 where the Vikings are. Some fucker that they'll probably reach for and then never do anything. Anyway, did you see Jalen Hurts' finger?
Yes!
Oh my God. That looked horrible.
Yeah.
And he says he hasn't thrown since it happened.
Oh. I just see him on the. I was surprised that he went back into that game because, like.
He was, like, it was, on the sidelines. His yeah. finger was, like, backwards and forwards at the same time somehow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I do not see the draw to being a football player.
Nah. Well, millions of dollars.
The money. Yeah, I guess.
The ladies. Here's something. Dustin Hopkins, the kicker for Cleveland, is not playing. Chew on that.
I had to take a minute. My brain had to take a minute between the you almost pouring wine, the you doing the wine, and then yep. You say Dustin Hopkins. And my brain was like Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman. And it took me a fucking minute.
Clearly he's talking about Dustin Hopkins. Or Dustin yeah. Hoffman.
So who's kicking for them?
I don't know, probably Nick Folk. I don't know. I feel like Nick Folk is always who's like the backup for someone.
Is he the Patriots or Jets?
Patriots. Yes, both. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Titans.
We are both wrong.
Yep. Patriots, do, right? Titans, Jets. Yeah.
My dog.
So I don't know. Cold. Your doggo?
Yeah, Mac is out cold over here. Said his name. He didn't even flinch. Excuse me.
All right. We're getting there. We're actually over time. So you want to do? You want to do game picks?
Let's fucking do it, man. Let's fucking do it. Oh wait, we're not doing a pick of the week, right?
No. No. The buys for this week are Baltimore and San Francisco because they're better than everyone.
Yeah, I don't. I think Baltimore is probably the best team in the AFC.
I argue that Baltimore is the best team, period. You know the crazy thing about Baltimore is they went through the whole season relatively unknown. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really good all season, and like, all of a sudden at the end of the season, people were like, oh shit, they're really good.
So, I just remember to a conversation that you and I had last year when they picked up Odell Beckham, and there, because everybody was like, oh, and you and I were like, you and I were both like, everybody's talking about how the fucking Ravens are going to be like a Super Bowl team because they have OBJ now. And it really sucks. They're so good. And I don't think it's because of OBJ, but he keeps being on teams that are Super Bowl bound.
It's not. It has nothing to do with
I know.
Beckham.
But he keeps getting lucky. He left the Giants does. And he keeps getting on teams that are already good.
Maybe that's Maybe wait a second. Was he? Oh, he won the Super Bowl with the Giants,
with the
didn't
Rams.
He? No. Yeah, when he was on the Giants, they did not win Super Bowls. And maybe, just maybe. No, he didn't. Maybe the penance for him having spent his entire career on a garbage Giants team is that he can jump around to teams and win Super Bowls now. And
without actually playing in the game?
Well, he played in a game. He played in the Super Bowl. And did he play the Super Bowl? Didn't he, like, play in a game leading up to the Super Bowl that got them into it, but then, like, was injured for it or something?
So he either got injured in the first half of the Super Bowl, or he got injured in, like, the NFC Championship game or some shit.
But he, like, killed it in that game.
Yeah, he was doing really well, and then he got injured. I don't know. He just keeps doing it. Anyway, game picks.
Whatever. I really don't have any thoughts about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, now
really
that he doesn't play for the Giants, I don't really either. Yeah. I still just have a little bit of bitterness because of that.
Yeah, well. All right. Cleveland versus Houston. Who you got?
This is tough. It is tough because, you know what, I'm going to go Cleveland. I think Cleveland's defense is really good, and I think I'm just really impressed with Flacco. I do think the Texans are really good, but I think it's a big stage for such a young team.
I see.
Wild card's pretty big for a rookie team, for a rookie.
That's a pretty good point there, Nick.
What about you, buddy?
What happened?
Scott messaged Believeland.
Believeland, yeah. Oh, for that reason, I want to go Houston so bad just because of that. but I'm going to go Cleveland.
I want Houston to win, but Cleveland's defense is really good.
I think that Cleveland's overall team, even with Flacco, is better than Houston overall as a team. I feel like Houston is a young team on the rise that has their future in front of them, but Cleveland is a team that's well established right now and is going to take it. I guess that's where I stand.
Yeah, I mean, like, Amari Cooper is playing really good football. David Njoku and Flacco are pretty much unbeatable. It's... I mean, like,
and they're doing this,
like,
all.
Njoku has just blown up since Flacco's come in,
and they're not. And they're doing this without freaking Chubb.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Like, I wish he hadn't gotten injured. I am glad the other douchebag got injured. Like, I'm so happy that he got put on IR.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not like he was playing well before that.
He was okay. But yeah.
I wonder what trade's going to end up being worse in the end. Like the Aaron Rodgers Jets trade or the Watson Browns trade?
Oh, that's who you're talking about. I thought you were talking about Kareem Hunt.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, like, he's had it. I mean, like, no. Deshaun Watson is the one that I was happy got injured.
But Kareem Hunt is also...
Yeah, kind of garbage.
Has a sordid past. Speaking of sordid past, Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins against Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a nutsoid game.
I'm picking the Chiefs because it's supposed to be super cold.
And oh,
the
Dolphins
will not be prepared.
Yeah, you're right. It's supposed to be, it's 0 degrees, negative 30 degree wind chill.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
Did you see that game is only on Peacock?
God damn it. I hate that so much.
You can only watch that game with Peacock.
I tried to watch the Iowa women's game last night, and it was on Peacock. I don't want Peacock.
I know. Yeah.
It's not even on the thing that we do.
Really? Like,
no, I couldn't find it last night. Because Peacock is its own thing.
Ugh.
If it was on, like, NBC and Peacock, then you could get it, but not.
Yeah, so I probably won't be watching that game, because I don't have Peacock.
That's such a good game. Are you sure it's not on, like, Peacock and NFL Network or something?
Only Peacock.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah.
I guess now I feel like someone who doesn't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but it's not a playoff game. Like, Thursday Night Football is not a playoff game.
Yeah, and most Thursday Night Football games kind of suck.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that pisses me off, so let's go to Pittsburgh versus Buffalo.
Who did you pick?
Oh, KC, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, Buffalo. Especially with TJ Watt out.
Yeah, I think it's Buffalo as well. We're not really breaking the bank here with our picks.
But now we get into the storylines. The storyline game.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Green Bay versus... I picked Buffalo as well. Green Bay versus Dallas. McCarthy goes back to his old team. Dallas has got to take this one, huh?
You think, man. Every time Dak throws the ball to CeeDee, it's like his gloves have magnets and the ball is like full of metal. Like, CeeDee catches fucking everything that Dak throws at him. Mm-hmm. So if they can keep that going, and if our defense plays well, yeah, I mean, Dallas all the way, baby.
Did you hear the announcer on their last game where he said Dak was searching through the case logic and he found CeeDee? He's like, Dak searches through the case logic, finds a CeeDee. I was like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
Like, me and like three other people got that joke. got that line. It's like he wrote it for me. And you could just see the, you could feel the eyes of the other guy in the booth going, "What the? What did you just say?"
who are you picking?
Dallas.
Okay. I'm just tickled of the. I think he wrote it for me. okay. Golly.
He's gonna be like. Game? He's gonna be like, Jesse from Pro Football Deuce is gonna friggin' get this one.
Lays down to bed with his spouse. You fucking wrote a banger for Jesse earlier.
He's just like, oh, well, he's going to enjoy that. This is enough to get them out of retirement.
Tomorrow morning, honey, we did it.
We did it.
They're back, baby.
We got them. Ladies and gentlemen, we got them. All right, let's do Rams versus Detroit. Stafford goes back to Detroit and has all the fans cheer him on.
And Goff back playing against the Rams. Like, it's,
yeah, but they hate him there.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, this is gonna be fun.
I think it's
gonna be a really good game, and I don't know who I'm picking. You know, fuck it. I think Rams. I'm going to pick the Rams.
All right. This is where we're going to differ, because I think Detroit. I've gotten a really good look at Detroit the last couple of weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, because they've played the Vikings twice in 3 weeks. And I was like, are they really that good? Because they don't have anybody. It's just like, it seems like they just don't have anybody.
They're like the NFC. They're like the Texans of the NFC. They're scrappy.
Yeah, but better. Mm-hmm. Because they do have people like Amase Brown. DeAndre Swift is good.
Well, DeAndre Swift plays for the Eagles.
Oh, God. But
it's Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery.
David Montgomery, just honestly. Jesus Christ. Maybe they do suck. No, Swift, he used to play for them. Swift did. Weird all that I would do that. I do like David Montgomery, though.
Yeah, I just think, like, fucking Stafford, since whenever Kyren Williams plays, Stafford plays really well. And Stafford's got Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua that he can throw to. And it's like, and that the Robinson guy, he's been playing really well as a third, as the third wide receiver.
Was that Allen Robinson?
No. Maybe it's not Robinson.
No, it's not Van Jefferson, because I think he plays for Houston now.
Yeah, Van Jefferson. It used to be Tutu Atwell, but Tutu has been injured. But anyway, like, they play really good football. I don't know. I think it'll be the Rams. Scott messaged Jared Goff is going to have the worst time to have a meh game, and he's right. Like, if Goff plays like a lot of us know Goff to play or can play, they're fucked.
Quick note, Allen Robinson is on the Steelers now. Fun fact, I didn't know.
I didn't either.
But I don't think Goff gives a shit anymore. I think Stafford cares more about this game than, or like, how he's perceived in this game than Goff does. Because I think that, like, Goff being in Detroit and what he's gone through all season and since he's been there, because it was like a Goff for Stafford trade and everyone's like, oh, Rams completely won in that thing, and then the Rams go on to win a Super Bowl immediately with Stafford, and everyone's like, well, fuck Goff or whatever. Fuck off.
I like that. That's fuck pretty off. Good. Fuck off.
Fuck off. But then this season, he's killing it.
I know.
Protecting the ball, delivering it. He's got an arm. He's showing that he's a good quarterback. And I feel like this game, of all games, he could come out and be like, go fuck yourself.
And I know it's just a tight end, but they don't have Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta.
Oh, that's true. Because like when they lost Sam LaPorta, that was a huge blow to their offense.
When that happened, that's when you're just like, dude, why did you play your starters for so long? Because he got injured, what, in the third quarter?
Yeah, that's Dan Campbell football, bro.
I want the Lions to win, but I think it's going to be the Rams. So, yeah, we differ there.
Dan Campbell football. Fuck off. Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay in the I Don't Give a Rats Bowl.
Yeah. I'm going.
In the I'll Take the Meteor Bowl. Huh. Okay. I had to fill a little space. I might as well just go ahead and put my 2 cents in for Tampa Bay, and that's going to be crazy. But if Jalen Hurts doesn't play this game, then what the then heck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even if he does play, though, like, so I'm picking the Bucks. I think the Bucks are right now a better team than the Eagles. The Eagles seem like they're one of those teams where it's just like, they got all this talent, but it's too much, like, talent for one locker room.
Maybe
they're
yeah.
just not clicking.
Mariota is, I don't know if he's going to start, but it certainly seems like Mariota is going to start.
He did not look good against the Giants.
Well,
he got a touchdown, I guess.
He's okay. And it seems like it should be really hard to have a bad game when you have the amount of talent that Eagles have. But Hurts managed to do it for a little bit there. Got beat by the friggin' Cardinals.
Yep. Hey, so the Cowboys. And Cowboys got beat by the Cardinals with Dobbs.
Yeah, but Dobbs is a living legend.
So who are you picking?
Oh, I already picked Tampa Bay.
Okay, yeah. So we only
It's not like Philadelphia has Dobbs or anything.
You get a notification. The Vikings cut Dobbs and the Eagles pick him up.
Oh, yeah, I was like, well, better change her. Better get on VegasBetting.com and put my money on it.
Fuck. Hour 17. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, I see the time on Twitch.
Oh, okay. I was like, how do you know that? I know how I know that. All right, well, let's wrap it up then.
Oh, sweet.
That's well, all we have.
Yeah, Jesse. Hey, man. It's been good seeing you. This is fun. Thanks
yeah,
for
dude.
Agreeing to do this.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. What time is it? 9:19?
Yeah, we're going to get to bed at a good time. Yes!
I'm going to probably play Madden. I'd probably lose.
Have we advanced?
I don't know. Probably, because I haven't played for a while.
Well, and I was on there earlier today, and we hadn't advanced. And I think we're waiting. So did you?
It might be waiting on me to play, yeah.
You motherfucker.
Because I feel like I haven't played. But what I did do is I went through and created a custom playbook based upon previous successful playbooks. So hopefully...
The beard's looking mighty, sir, by the way.
Thanks.
Sorry I didn't say that earlier.
Hey, thanks, guy. Yes, hey. Scott, there's a league. You don't have it because you didn't get Madden 24 like an idiot.
Yeah. Scott, we have Madden 24 for the computer, and you can I think you can cross-platform that shit.
I'm pretty sure cross-platform exists.
And you know, if Scott gets on here, we could blow the Madden thing up, and I could pick a new team.
We could start over, and I could tell Michael then that we're starting over, and then he could then get in.
I already tried to get Mike in, and he was like, nah, dog, I probably wouldn't play it. And I'm like, ah, that's fair.
He was mad. Did you know that he was mad at us?
Why was he mad at us?
Because nobody played 2K League with him.
Oh, yeah.
Which I understand. And then I felt bad about. Then I was like, yeah, but Madden.
Sorry, Michael.
I did tell you to get it, did I not? I'm pretty sure it was in
you
the...
I think you texted the...
Oh, it might have been the Larry
the group
because,
with Larry. And,
because it was a PC deal.
Yeah, it was
sorry,
a gamer
Scott.
Thing. So, yeah, Scott, if you get Madden 24, let us know. And
we can start over.
Stuff. Yeah, fuck it.
I don't care. We can start over.
You missed a whole segment on that. So tomorrow when we release this podcast, re-listen to it, and then you'll hear how our adventures with Madden are going.
Plus, what you can do is also listen again to the podcast, and then again and again and again and again and again to jack those views, baby. Jack those views.
Hey Jesse, where is this podcast available?
That's a great question, Nick. It is actually available anywhere any other podcast is available. We do this live on Twitch and it'll be on YouTube, but also iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, right? We're on Spotify.
Are we?
What's sure. that last symbol? I don't even remember. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking.
Is that, if
I'm
that's look, a thing?
I'm looking at our banner, and I'm like, "Well, we don't have Twitter anymore because I don't remember the login, and I deleted Twitter when Elon Musk." Took over.
We have it.
Oh, so it's X now. We got to change that icon.
Oh God.
And I don't know. I don't even know about Facebook. Like that thing What's is that? So dated.
Stitcher? Does anyone use Stitcher anymore?
What is Stitcher? I don't remember.
It's like podcasts for freaking iPhone or Android. I don't know. It's a thing. I don't think
people
use it.
What a fucking dated banner.
Facebook. We need an Insta.
Ugh. I don't want to do it just because you said
Snapchat. Snapchat.
No.
It's crazy how this has aged. Mm-hmm. TuneIn Radio. Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly we need to replace TuneIn Radio with Spotify. Stitcher
anyway,
can just go.
Well, I can't, like, Stitcher's boggling my mind. Like, I can't even... I like want to Google it just to see if it's even a thing anymore. So I think I'm gonna. Hey, thanks for listening to us, Scott and Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like I was taking credit for that, but like, yeah, thanks, guys.
Stitcher, made for podcasts. They changed their logo, but Stitcher's still a thing.
See? You know?
Yeah.
Well, hey. Hey, guy. Thanks to Smoky Room Films. Do you remember?
Hey. Yeah, I know. Thanks to Arcadian Brewing.
Yes.
It took a fucking minute.
Thanks to hashtag BritBrit.
Thanks to hashtag BritBrit. Oh, that was probably, yeah. Whoa. Yelled that shit.
Yeah, it came through really weird, but that was fun. Peace!
Ah, just like good old times.
We've done it.